My dear friends, today is the third Sunday of Easter, and today we are reflecting on the theme, It is the Lord. And I like to reflect on the Bible text, today's Gospel, John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. Also today we observe the third kind of appearance of the risen Lord to his disciples. And in my talk today, I'm going to reflect with you on three areas or three scenes that we find in the Gospel text, John 21, verses 1 to 19. Here we find the disciples were rehabilitated, the disciples were renewed, the disciples were revisioned. The disciples were rehabilitated, the disciples were renewed, the disciples were revisioned. In the first scene that we see, Peter's statement. They were in Galilee with the other disciples, and suddenly Peter said, I am going out for fish. I am going out for fish. Following Jesus, living with Jesus all these years, are now gone. So there is no point. The future is not clear. So therefore, I will go back to my old pattern of life, fishing. So it's a change of direction by Peter. All these times he followed Jesus, he listened to Jesus, he did a lot of things for Jesus, but now everything is gone. And he's telling, I am going out to fish, going back to my old pattern. And the other disciples also said, we follow you, we'll come with you. So they also are trying to go back to the old pattern of life, that is fishing. But what happened? The Bible says, so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. They caught nothing. We need to clearly understand. Jesus introduced a new vision. They followed it. But after that, they didn't want to follow it anymore because they were disappointed or something. And they wanted to go back, and they went back to the old pattern of life, fishing. But what happened? They caught nothing. They caught nothing. The old pattern of life was meaningless to them. So that is the first thing that we see here. And the second scene is Jesus' intervention. Jesus' intervention. Jesus' intervention is to stop them from going back to the old pattern of life. He stopped them. And secondly, he invited them to not to catch fish anymore, but to catch men. Remember, that was the first call of Peter. I will help you to catch men. That was the first call. So that's why I said he rehabilitated the disciples. He is giving a new vision to the disciples. And also, the intervention of Jesus is for them to experience and take over a new mission. A new mission. In verse 6, it's a change of direction again for the disciples. He said, listen this carefully, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. You see the change of direction here. They were trying to catch fish throughout the night. They didn't catch anything. But it's a change of direction. Go and throw the net on the right side of the boat. Change of direction. To follow what Jesus is telling them. And they experience or they caught large number of fish. And there they realized that it was Jesus. The disciples, verse 7, the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. So when they revisioned with the words of Jesus, with the command of Jesus, with the direction of Jesus, they realized that it was the Lord. They realized it was the Lord. And in Jesus' intervention, we find in the second scene, there is something else also happening. Verse 9. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. It's a beautiful thing that Jesus has done for them. And in verse 12, Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Come and have breakfast. So not only that Jesus is revisioned them, he has shown the way, he has prepared a table for them. He is going to nourish them, fill them, feed them, and strengthen them in the mission. So the vision is ready for the mission. The table is ready, the nourishment, the fulfillment, the strength is given for the mission. And that is what we see in the second scene, Jesus' intervention and revision them to take over the new mission. And in the third scene, we see that Jesus reinstates Peter. Jesus reinstates Peter. Jesus asked him 3 times, do you love me, son of John? Do you love me, son of John? Do you love me more than this? And he replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus' answer, first answer is, feed my lambs. And secondly, he said, take care of my sheep. And finally, he said, feed my lambs. Feed and take care of my sheep. That was the mission given to Peter and to the rest of the disciples. Feed and take care. In the third scene, we see, before he commanded Peter to feed and take care of the lambs or sheep, he has fed the disciples. He has prepared the breakfast. He has nourished them. He has filled them with good things. And now they are empowered to go and engage in the mission. Therefore, my dear friends, when we look at our life situation, sometimes we feel there is nothing. Everything is gone. We lost sometimes faith in the word or in the words of Jesus. We may want to go back to our old type of life. That's better sometimes you might think. But remember, when you think like that I'm going back to my old pattern of life, here you will experience the intervention of Jesus. Not only the intervention of Jesus, you will experience the right direction of Jesus. Not only giving the right direction, my dear friends, He will provide all our needs. So He will strengthen us, He will show us the way, and He will be with us. And that is why He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the disciples were called to follow this way, this truth, and the life. In Jesus' way, in Jesus' path, you will have whatever you want. Like the disciples had fish. They were trying throughout the night, but couldn't get anything. But when Jesus commanded, when Jesus came, Jesus' presence was there, they caught fish. And you will have fellowship, and you will have communion with God. We are nourished, we are fed, we are strengthened by the sight of the risen Lord, by the sight of the risen Christ. Therefore, my dear friends, it is our duty to first experience the living presence of the risen Lord. And He is going to strengthen us, strengthen our life. So whatever may come in the days to come into our life, we are empowered and strengthened to face. Therefore, let us reflect on the theme that we also will be identified presence of the risen Lord in our life. It is the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank You for Your divine words that we have just reflected. Thank You, Lord, for Your living presence that You have shown to the disciples. And as we believe in You, loving God, we pray that You will give us the same living presence in our life as well, so that we will be able to face whatever comes to us in the future. Continue to strengthen us and feed us and give us Your direction. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.